Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Because I spit hot fire.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, a couple things from you all. Y'all, as some say. There you go. Question from the text line from the 402.
Hi, 402.
Honest question. Will Raiola have Heisman odds at the beginning of the season? Not trying to fuel Kool-Aid or say he has a chance to win, but I just wonder if he'll have odds. Let's head over to the FanDuel Sportsbook. I imagine since he is a quarterback at the Power 5 level, he'll pop up on here somewhere. Yes, he has them.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
I wonder if it moved over the weekend. I didn't care to look. Dylan Raiola, if you'd like to bet on him to win the Heisman right now, you can could place a $100 bet that would profit you $15,000.
Hello.
Plus,
I could use $15,000.
Plus $15,000. He has the same odds as the following people.
Oh, okay. This is good comps. Okay.
Tyler Van Dyke, Ollie Gordon, Graham Mertz, Julian Sayin, and then some other people I don't really
What are you saying?
Julian Sayin. Current Heisman favorite odds leader.
Quinn
and Carson. Quinn and Carson.
He's got to fix that lollipop head of his.
Quinn Ewers, Carson Beck. Dylan Gabriel plus 1,000. Will Howard plus 1,300. Let's see. Who am I looking? Yeah, Drew Aller plus 4,000. Where's Shadur plus 4,000? Shadur plus 4,000.
Or a sandwich.
Black Cat writes in on Twitter.
Hi, Black Cat.
At Happer Show on the JTech Constructions on Twitter feed. Would you rather have a sandwich or a Heisman Raiola ticket? Right, they're naming Heisman after the Raiola now. So a Raiola Heisman ticket. I think I'd still rather have a sandwich.
I think so. This year.
You guys have to understand how much I prioritize my sandwiches, though. In which high standard I hold my sandwiches.
It is important.
It's important to note that.
Guaranteed sandwich is more valuable than a lot of other things.
I think so. Like you're getting a sandwich. I don't know honestly if you could convince me that anybody, you know, would beat the sandwich at this point in the Heisman odds.
Unless it was going to be somebody with like, hey, I'm from the future, and I'm telling you that a guy with long odds is going to win the Heisman.
Yeah,
you're going to want a ticket.
If there was a time traveler, he like hopped out of a portal, and he was like, hey, look, this is the guy. Then I'd probably be like, okay, fine. I will sacrifice this sandwich and place a bet on whichever player told me. Jeffrey writes in on YouTube.
Hi, Jeffrey.
I am getting excited. Looks like the O-line was in the right spots. The wide receivers were blocking downfield. Also, I found that the tight end group will be our offensive hero this season. Thoughts? Yes, I do have thoughts.
Oh, okay.
I will say this. Thomas Fedoni, who we'll play a video from Rule later on in the show about what he had to say about Thomas Fedoni. But the question was, hey, and it was Sipple who asked it, hey, does Fedoni look more explosive to you? That was my exact takeaway from seeing Thomas Fedoni. He does. And what Rule's answer was, like I said, we'll play it later, but like to get the bullet points out there, he is now stacked healthy camp on healthy camp or healthy season on healthy camp, right? And that's super important. Healthy camp on healthy season on healthy camp now for the spring. And so it looks like he is regained a little bit of that explosiveness, and I think that could be a true helper in this room. They want to occupy the middle of the field. I think they're going to have some pretty good wide receivers. That would be a guy that could benefit greatly from, it all ties back to our good friend. Where is he? Young.
Dylan.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it all ties back to him.
Always does. Or always will.
But like I said, Josh, I got a new favorite player.
Okay, this is exciting.
It is. People often ask me all the time, who's your favorite this? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite number? Who's your favorite player? And I say, what a stupid question. I don't have any favorite players. But this year I do. This year I do. Let me introduce, he introduced himself to you this weekend. And obviously, the things that he did in the game were very important. But I'm more interested in the things that he said after the game. Ladies and gentlemen, Jacory Barney.
It was crazy, bro. Like, the kicker, like, I thought he was my teammate, so I was going to get ready to celebrate with him. And I seen him tackle me. I'm like, but I know it's going to be in the media. It's going to be crazy, but they're going to forget about all that week two when I'm taking it back on Colorado. So.
Oh! We did it. Did it. Yes, 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 yes. Sorry, I echoed there a little bit. So that's Jacory Barney. He had a kick return in the game in which he could have very easily scored a touchdown, but he thought that Tristan Alvano, the kicker, was on his team, and he thought about just running up to him and maybe high-fiving like Quentin Newsom.
That was very evident that is exactly what happened.
Yeah. He ran right. He slowed down and ran right at him. He's like, we're friends. I'm about to score in the spring game. This is awesome. I'm on TV. And then Tristan Alvano was like, no, I'm going to tackle you. And then he looked at him. I love that. That was a great spring game play. So I'm counting it as a touchdown. So not only did he score a touchdown via kick return in the spring game, which is like,
hello,
whole world opened for us now.
That's one of those where you're like, do I get excited because it happened? Or do I go, spring game, what do I do?
To be fair, I believe he made a horrible, horrible mistake on the next kick return that he got. And like he bobbled the kick. I think it was Barney. He bobbled the kick. And then the off returner was like in his face and he was like, no, don't go. No. And he came out and he got to like the 7-yard line and it was so horrible, but we like the good stuff. But how about that line? Yeah. That was good, but they're going to forget about all that when I'm taking it back in week two against Colorado.
He didn't say UTEP. No. He could have said UTEP.
No, he skipped right over UTEP.
Yeah.
He said, I don't care about you, UTEP. Jacory Barney, number one. That's my guy this year.
He's all right in my book.
Yeah. Yeah, we like that. We appreciate that greatly. Question from the YouTube. Chance asks,
hi, Chance.
Did he just make it personal? Maybe. It's personal.
I'm okay if he did.
I'm fine, yeah. I'd love it to be more personal, honestly.
Did he make it?
It's like I said, I want it to be nasty.
Nasty.
But, so there's the explosiveness and the kickoff return, which is awesome. It's fantastic. But then there's also like, yeah, don't worry. I'll take one back against Colorado. Imagine if he actually does. Yeah.
Then we're going to ask him to say a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. He's going to have to talk a lot more after that. All right, a couple things from you guys from the text line here. We'll get to the downsides a little bit later, but there was a few things. There was horrible injuries, which I mean that's not good.
One of those is weird juxtaposition. Matt Rhule's in the booth, and
so weird.
Yeah,
he was like, he literally said, I hate that I'm up here right now.
Yep,
he was trying to jump out the window and parachute down to the field. Yes. And we'll also maybe talk about that in conjunction with grass later on in the show as well. But the other bad thing was kicking from the 402. Connor, who do they have when Alvano starts shanking kicks this season?
Dylan.
Maybe that's your answer.
Can you kick a 40-yarder for us too?
Yeah, there doesn't appear to be. I mean, I'm sure they got a couple walk-on kickers down there. There doesn't appear to be really an answer to that question at this moment. So I think you're hoping that he figures things out. But that was definitely not a welcome sight in the spring game. Even though they do have Dylan, Nebraska will still be in various close games this year, and they will need their field goal kicking. In order for the whole formula to work, in order for like Nebraska to matriculate the ball down the field and feel comfortable when they get beyond the 35-yard line and like not have Dylon throw it into a disaster mess down the field, you have to feel confident in your kicker that he's going to get you 3 points when you line up for a field goal. And Nebraska can't right now. There's no way they can. So, yes, that is definitely a problem at the moment. Text from Aaron K.
Hi, Aaron.
Since he has Hawaiian roots, is a sandwich named after Dylon start with Spam?
Oh.
Do we make a Dylon sandwich? How soon is it before somebody actually does make a Dylon sandwich this summer?
There will be a restaurant around these parts with a Spam sandwich.
I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it. I don't have my sandwich joint open yet, but I'm getting close. The meat slicer needs to be dusted off, by the way. And then a couple questions about Fedoni in particular. I was going to save the Fedoni. Let's save the Fedoni thing. I'll get to your guys' questions about the whole tampering thing.
We're saving it. Whoa, tampering?
Yeah. Did you hear what Rule said? He goes, everybody was trying to get him off our roster. They were trying to Saban him. Mm-hmm. They were trying to Saban him like that Toledo guy who got drafted in the first round on Thursday night of the NFL draft.
That's right.
So that was certainly interesting. I'm more interested in what he could do for Nebraska rather than talk about how the tampering is so out there, because we already know that the tampering is out there.
It's a thing. Like, acknowledge he's still here. It and move on.
He's Nebraska through and through, baby, and that's a good sign as well. Tony asks, what is on the Dylon sandwich? Yeah, Spam. It's like pineapple.
Got to grill up a pineapple.
Where is Sipple? Where are you at when we need you here?
Pineapple.
Thank you.
Now, was Tony genuinely asking what is on a Dylon sandwich, or was he just setting us up to slam dunk the alley-oop?
Pineapple.
We're here for you either way, because I think it works. All right, coming back, we'll talk to Mike Schaefer. Is his favorite player the same as mine?
Should be.
Also, Schaefer just he just wrote about Dylan. He mentioned to people that he was going to send some Kool-Aid their way, and then he just posted a story on Husker247.com, and I don't know who this is a quote from, but the quote was Mahomes and Raiola, quote, "It's Kobe and MJ for real."
Whoa.
Who said that? I gotta officially find who said that, because that's out of control.
I'm excited.
Players and recruits. Dave Merritt, the father of four-star linebacker and official visitor Dawson Merritt, coaches the defensive backs for the Chiefs.
So he's got a little inside info on this.
In fact, the elder Merritt needed to get permission from Andy Reid to miss the NFL draft for the visit, but it did allow him to get eyes on Mahomes. Dawson Merritt, okay, this is from the recruit. Quote, "They are the exact same person. Me and my dad were talking, and we were like, we should take this dude to training camp in July, dress him up as number 15 and all that. I'm telling you, fans wouldn't be able to notice. It's actually that trippy. They have all the same mannerisms. They walk the same. They throw the ball the same ways. It's Kobe and MJ for real. It's crazy." So it's not from the dad. It was from the recruit. Okay.
But I still like it. Still love hearing it. Makes me feel good. Makes me feel warm inside.
Mike Schaefer's next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.